Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people retire for 26 years now. Eric, it's great to be here with you again. Tell us what the heck has been on the minds of your retirees this past week.
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with this whole 10-year anniversary of the Lehman Brothers crash and what just happened there. And, you know, looking back over time, it's been a big change that's happened since the 2008 crash. And, you know, one thing that you got to watch out for now is all this history on mutual funds, that the bad time is about to come off, which means everybody's going to look great. You know, it's kind of like, hey, let's talk about, you know, the only years where the Giants won the World Series and not those years where they didn't. So that's what's kind of happening now with all the mutual funds. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that you have to watch out for. And, you know, some of the fun stuff, some of the, you know, like commodities have been horrible since the last 10 years. I mean, natural gas has dropped over 60%. Gold, which, of course, was at one point going crazy. Do you think gold would be the top commodity over the last 10 years?
Gold? I don't think so. I don't think it would be gold, would it?
Well, it was close. It was number two.
Really?
So it went up almost 50%. But orange juice, actually.
Orange juice?
Believe it or not, yeah. So had you been investing in oranges, not like orange juice at the store, but actually buying the commodity of oranges, that actually did better than gold. So when people think about, oh, yeah, but what about silver? Silver did so great. Nah, silver over 10 years did less than 30%. So, you know, just to kind of put that in comparison, just a normal corporate bond did probably about as good as those. And so a lot of times people are saying, oh, you know, gold is so great and you shouldn't buy gold, do gold and all this other silly stuff. And yeah, no, it wasn't really that great. And the other fun fact is, you know, this last decade was very, very, very much so the U.S. kind of market, you know, so most people, of course, think, well, the U.S. stock market had to have been the best one. The best one actually was India, and then Taiwan and Mexico behind us. So, you know, lots of times what you think you're investing in may not be the best place. And really, why am I bringing all this stuff up is you really can't figure out what's going to be better. I mean, like this U.S. dollar has gotten super strong. Well, you know, the Swiss franc and the Thai baht did actually better than the 10-year, you know, over 10 years than the U.S. dollar did. Had gains. So, you know, the things you think you know, you may not really necessarily know. And what you hear in the press all the time and what you hear about, oh, this and that, really it goes back to always the basics. It goes back to the, you know, you got to have that diversified portfolio. And that's the way if you're in all those spots, you're going to get all those good things. So you'll maybe have a little orange juice in there and along with gold, but you're going to have hopefully a lot of technology and consumer spending, healthcare. Those were the top three segments of the market since 2008 for the last decade. So, you know, these are things that a lot of times people, we know that, but then we kind of forget because everything else sounds more exciting. And so, that's the main reason I was bringing that up, is just to make sure kind of people remember that, you know, from 2008 to when Lehman Brothers died to now, you know, and the market kind of started going crazy there, it's not exactly necessarily what you thought was the best place to be.
It kind of goes along with what we're going to talk about today, actually. We're going to talk about how you go about planning for retirement when you have no idea what to do. You know, where do we start? And so, Eric, you're going to help us by offering a framework for those of us who know very little about retirement planning or investing, or maybe we're just not confident at the ability to plan for retirement. So, Eric, tell us, what do you do when you don't know what to do?
Yeah, well, that's always a tough question, right? So a lot of times people like to be do-it-yourselfers, and I've talked about this on the show before, I think, but in February 2017, I had the lovely day of 5.5 feet of floodwaters.
Yes.
hit the bottom of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that was not something I was ever warned about or told about that was going to happen. The whole recovery process, of course, took some time. And I've been a home remodeler myself for decades now. And you know, our house is built in 37. So it was definitely, you know, one of those ones where you want it to look a certain way. You can't just go down to Home Depot and buy all the stuff off the shelf type of things. And And so, you know, this time I got a little smarter. I started saying, yeah, I can do stuff, but my projects usually take over not either months or years versus, you know, they're never really talked about in weeks for sure. And so, you know, that was one of those times where, yeah, you had to hire some people to do some of the stuff. Now, some of the stuff we did, and that did take a lot longer because we did it. I might have saved some money on those parts, but did I get it done right? Did I do it quickly? I pretty much did it mostly right, but did I do it quickly? No. And anytime you're talking about doing any sort of project, you know, you have to know your limits, know what you can and can't do. I mean, there's certain things I don't really mess with. I'm not a big fan of doing anything with concrete because, you know, you screw that up. You don't have much time. Yeah, and it's very expensive to clean up. And so those are some of the things that you want to know is what should you be doing, what can't you do? And there's some things you just can't do. I mean, just literally you cannot do unless you got the right tools. I mean, I used to make my own moldings for our house because I was able to recreate it. This time I just had a company do it, and oh my gosh, they were so much better and so much quicker to use. And because they had that big, huge machine that they can run 20-foot boards through. And you know, that's just something that you can't typically do at a garage unless you have a very large garage. So that's where sometimes you need to hire somebody and you need to talk to somebody. So, you know, even if you are a do-it-yourself or you like to do a lot of this financial stuff on your own, it's really good to talk to somebody else. And, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We actually will sit down with you. We'll create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we'll go through there and we'll kind of give you some second set of eyes on there. And we're going to say, okay, here's the path you're on. Here's where you're headed. Here's some issues along the way. You know, what is your risk level? I mean, we're talking about since 2008. Well, your risk level is very much different than it is then. And how big could that next loss be for you, the way you have your plan set up right now? And so we'll go through all that stuff, make sure you're on track, and we'll just say, hey, here's some issues. Here's some things you might want to take care of, and then it's up to you. Do you want to do that yourself, or you want to hire us? And it's either way. So there's no cost, no obligation, and you can just sit down with us, and we'll create that blueprint to worry less wealth, make sure you don't have to worry about your money and worry about having fun and enjoying life in retirement. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, you leave a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
So then once you do get the big picture, then how does that help you plan for retirement?
Well, you know, it gives you kind of the overall vision of it, right? So again, our process is, you know, the blueprint to worry less wealth. And the reason why we use that term is because imagine you're building that dream house of yours. First, you got to figure out what's it look like. I mean, you can't start drawing any sort of plans until you know what, is it going to be a two-story? Is it a ranch? Is it overlooking a mountain, you know, hillside, or is it, you know, the beach, or, you know, where is that? And so once you get that part down, then you can start doing a lot more of that detailed plan. And that's when you want to start getting to kind of more of the nitty gritty of the actual planning part. But what you really want to do is break down your assets into three types. Most people have everything in the market, but you want to have some foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. And then you also want to have some steady income money. And so that's what we can talk about a little bit more on the show here today. But really, when I sit down and talk to people, that's one of the first things we do is look at, you know, where are your dollars today? How can we make that some more guarantees, some more lifetime income so you don't run out of money? How do we make sure you have the right investment plan, the right income plan, tax plan, healthcare, and legacy planning? And that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we can do for you. No cost, no obligation. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric will share more about how to start retirement planning when you have no idea what you're doing. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
089971. Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to help you get to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Today we're talking about what to do when you have no idea what you're doing as far as planning your retirement. Before we get back to that, though, Eric, I want to hear about your financial fail of the week.
Well, this week, since this is usually the time where you're picking your open enrollment type season, where you're picking your benefits for next year and what should you be doing. And probably one of the biggest ones is if you have an ESPP, not that you can know what other people are thinking or you... Not ESP, but...
Not ESP, okay.
Yes, yes. And not the sports station either. But if you have an employee stock purchase plan, so that's where you can buy your company's stock. Now, there's a few of them that have goofy provisions. So if you have goofy provisions, like you got to hold it for 2 years or something like that, those are not the ones I'm talking about, because there's a few companies that have done some weird changes. But if you've got a normal one where every 6 months it buys that stock and you buy it at typically 15% lower price of that, usually the start and end, or sometimes it's through that whole period, why would you not do that? I mean, sometimes people say, oh, my company's stock's not that big, or, oh, well, my cash flow's a little low. All right, let's think about this. You put money in, you're guaranteed to get 15% lower than the lowest price, and then you can turn around and sell it. So the worst case is you make 15. Sometimes you make, I remember when my mom years and years ago was at Intel, she had one that she had made, I think, 110% or some insane amount, because the stock is during the dot-com days when the stock had shot up a crazy amount. But still, if you're making at least that 15% and you can get it every 6 months, think all you have to do is put that money in there once. Every six months, that money comes back. You put it in again, it comes back. So really, you're just funding it one time with the same dollars. And then you're just kind of recycling those dollars, but getting 15% every time. So, you know, why would you not want that? And so it's just one of those things where people just don't take the time, don't pay attention, or they worry, oh, got to forget to sell it or something like that. I mean, come on, put it on a reminder on your phone or your calendar or something. And it's a very easy tool to use. So definitely something you should be doing. So if you have an employee stock purchase plan, get on that and get enrolled, at least when the next enrollment period is, for sure.
Eric, is it hard to sell something like that, or would your company help you do that?
No, well, typically they set you up with a brokerage account. Most of them use E-Trade or sometimes even Fidelity now. But once they say, hey, your stock got purchased today, next day you go on, sell, and money goes into your account. Boom, boom. So why not?
Right. Why not? All right. So let's get back to what we're talking about today. The fact that a lot of us don't know what we're doing when it comes to financial planning. What would be the next thing to do if we don't know what we're doing when it comes to retirement planning? What would you recommend next?
Let's just think about that. My mom had these cookies. They were oatmeal raisin cookies. Mm-hmm. They were hands down the ugliest cookies you've ever seen. I don't know if she had meant to make them look that ugly, but it was one of those things as a kid. At first, I'd always be embarrassed bringing it because people look at it and go, And then the funny part is somebody would start eating them, and I never brought the cookies back home because they were always gone by that time frame. And so what happens is, okay, yeah, the looks is one issue, but if I was telling you, okay, here's the ingredients, Luann, here's all the stuff to go buy, and then go make the cookies.
Yeah. Well, I'd have the ingredients, but I wouldn't exactly know when to put things in and what to do in the right order, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the big problem is if you've got all the ingredients for a great recipe, but you don't have the actual recipe. You don't have the actual directions. You know, it's kind of like going to IKEA and getting one of those things and say, okay, here's all these parts and all these pieces and good luck. If you're trying to assemble some of that furniture, no way can you do that without all the, you know, what's A and what's C and goes where.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no way you're going to ever figure that out. So really, retirement is a lot like that. So you probably have the ingredients. You probably have IRA money. You probably have 401k dollars, savings account dollars, you know, maybe investments, insurance, other things. But where's the recipe? You know, where is it? So, and it's very tough to build something like that and to do something like that without having some sort of recipe. So what happens is people without that knowledge, they just get either, you know, analysis paralysis where they can't, you know, figure out what to do. They just are worried about who to trust and who to talk to. And so it is a really, really tough thing to try to do this on your own. And so really, you got to get some information. You got to get educated, and you really got to know what you're doing there. So that way, you know when to take the cookies out.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, like, you know, first you have to add the sugars, and then you add the egg, and then you cream it together. You know, if you don't do that and you just put all the flour and everything in there, it's not going to come out right. What are some other ways to start this retirement planning education? I guess, let's just say, on your own.
Well, you know, one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a lot of classes on various different topics. So we've got some lunch and learns where we just do it here in our office. It's pretty informal. We've got some classes coming up on Social Security talks at various libraries. So that's one thing. You know, you can use, obviously, read my book, Worry Less Wealth. You know, that's another thing that you can do. But really just trying to get information, not from just commercials, not just from stuff on TV, because TV is probably one of the worst things, is because with TV, they have to do something new every day to make it interesting for you. So it's not going to be necessarily great long-term advice. It's going to be super short-term advice. And really what we're talking about here is more long-term advice. And so really that's one of the things to do, is try to get some education, some real education from actual people that are writing from experience. So no retirement planning, not accumulation, not how to save money and how to invest money, but how to actually take it out and spend it and use it in retirement. And so that's why we created the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. This blueprint is just a very short document, about 10, 15 pages long. And we go through, first and foremost, a written income plan. Everyone must have a written income plan. Then go through how should your money be invested to get that income, not the other way around. And then look at taxes along the way. How do we minimize taxes over your lifetime? Not just today, not this year, but over your whole lifetime. Look at healthcare issues as you're hitting retirement, if you're trying to retire earlier or later and so forth. And then look at the legacy issues. Who's going to inherit your stuff, and what's the way to do it with the least cost? So that's the stuff that you want to be looking at. You know, there's no cost or obligation for us to do this. We'll educate you. We'll tell you about these things. And we'll just say, hey, here's the path you're on, and here's some issues along the way. Do you want to fix those problems, or you want to ignore those problems? It's up to you. And if you'd like to fix them, we can tell you how to do that and how we can help. So again, no cost, no obligation. If you want to sit down with us and really get some more education, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Again, leave a message and we'll get back to you at 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. I guess wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Thanks for joining us today. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He's in his 26th year at Heckman Financial, and Eric is a fiduciary. He is an independent financial advisor, and that means he can help you. He can help you figure out any steady income that you need in retirement, how you can generate income, the types of investments that you can use. And I want to mention that Eric be that second set of eyes for retirement. So again, let me give you his website. It's wealthcreator.com. Eric, let's say if somebody has already done some of the things we're talking about, but they're still not feeling confident on their own about retirement, how can they get help from someone like you, a professional?
Well, first and foremost, you want to see, you know, who you're really talking to and make sure it's the right person. You know, a proctologist and a podiatrist both start with P, but it's going to be a very different experience if you mess those two up, right?
Yes, it is.
So, you know, again, with financial advisors, very similar. There's a lot of people who say, oh, yeah, we can help you with that. We can manage your money. And then what are they going to do? They're going to say, you know, like Ken Fisher says, I hate annuities and you should too. And all you should do is invest your money with me. And then we're going to retire on the hope plan. And the hope plan is, I hope my money lasts. I hope the market doesn't crash. I hope things don't go bad. And that's kind of like if you get on the plane and they say, I hope we make it there. You don't want the pilot to say, I hope we make it there. That does not build confidence at all. Yeah. So what we do is we first sit down and we have that worryless wealth meeting where we just find out what's your concerns, what are you worried about, and then we have a second meeting where we have a strategy session, and that's where we're looking at, here's the course you've charted and this is the way you're going, and here's some issues along the way, here's some things that you may have not thought about, here's some techniques or some protections you can add, here's some ways to get some lifetime income. There's tons of different things that we find when we're going through this process. So again, there's no cost, no obligation, so I don't know why people wouldn't want to take the time to really find out, you know, am I set? Am I going to be okay in retirement? And that's what we do for you. So for it's no cost, no obligation. You just have to have at least $250,000 saved for retirement and just give us a call. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you at 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
There's a lot more to learn. Stay with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and he is president of Heckman Financial. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is also an author, and he wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. It's very similar to what we talk about on our radio show every week. He wrote the book to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available out there. And in that book, he talks about different ways to help get advice, and he helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less. And like I said, that's what the show is all about, too. Today, we're talking about what to do when you have no idea what you're doing as far as planning for retirement goes. Eric, I want to ask you this. We are living longer than any generation ever before us. So how can we make our money last as long as we need it to?
That's one of the really, really critical things I think that none of us like to think about. It is one of those oddities that people always say they're going to die sooner than they think they will, even though their family history, the genetics and everything else says, no, there's good odds you're going to live for a long time. And so one of the things that you got to really make sure is that, you know, that you don't end up like a bag lady, right? I mean, that's a legitimate fear for, especially for a lot of women that, you know, that if they can say live longer than men typically, that they may be there and there may be no money left. And what are they going to do now? And, you know, how are they going to survive? Yeah, there's Social Security and it'll always be there in some format. And I don't think we have to really worry that it's just going to all go away. But you really need to have something that you can control. Now, most of us don't have a pension, unfortunately, anymore, which was nice when people had it. But now it's, well, okay, now you're all on your own, right? So that's the tough part. And so what we really need to do is look at having some lifetime income. Look at, you know, creating your own personal pension with using different tools that are out there. And there's a lot of good tools. There's a lot of confusing tools. And there's a lot of bad tools. So that's the tough part, is which one are you looking at? And that's where it's really tough, I think, for most consumers today, is how do you compare them? By far and away, the most thing you should be comparing is what's the worst case scenario guarantee. And that's what that's probably the best starting point, because a lot of times there's all these optimistic, things that say, oh, you should be able to get this. Well, should and guarantee is not the same. So you want to really look at that. And that's just one of those things where you have to have some lifetime income. I mean, it is scary if you don't. If you don't have some sort of add-on. So say you're getting $2,000 or $3,000 or maybe even $4,000 Social Security. If you got another $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month going, now most of your expenses for the rest of your life are set. Now you're talking about your market money is really there for inflation protection, for the fun stuff, for the cool trips and all that other things. So that's really what you want to be focused on. That's what people should be really paying attention to.
Eric, let's talk about market volatility and how that might affect someone's retirement. What can we do to help protect what we've saved from the next market correction, whenever that might happen? I mean, we don't know that it's going to, but we're all worried that it is.
Well, there's more and more signs that that's coming sooner rather than later. We're at the longest increase in stock market history of all time, even bigger than the dot-com boom days. So, now that next crash may not be a huge one, but it's huge if you're about to retire that day. That is the number one thing that can kill retirements is, I like to say, which decade are you going to get? Now, there's different decades in fashion, right? There was bell bottoms decade. There was the big shoulder pads and zipper pants and parachute pants of the 80s, right? And then you look through all these different things. Okay, you know about the fashion lots of times. But let's think about the markets, in these different time periods. I mean, the 70s were a horrible, horrible decade. There was high inflation. There was, the oil embargo. There was a three-year negative market. It was very much like the 2000s, very, very similar. Then, of course, the 80s were a lot better, and 90s were crazy like this decade has been. But most people today, they're going to have at least 3 and maybe 4 decades of retirement. And so which decade are you going to get? Are you going to get the really great one at the beginning, or are you going to get the really awful one at the beginning? Well, when you look at these charts, and we've got this great thing where we show people how, here's if you put in, using the real stats of a real Vanguard total stock market fund and looking at, okay, if you put the money in one direction from 2000 to 2017, or we went the other direction, what happens to your money? Well, your 500K, if you had that 500K not retired either way, it doesn't matter. It's the same number at the end because you didn't withdraw anything. But if you start taking out withdrawals, under one process, that 500K goes to 70, and the other one, it goes to 700. That is what volatility does in retirement, is you may get 700,000 off your 500,000 or 70,000.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously 70,000 would not be good. Because
unacceptable.
You would have a lot of retirement left and not as much money left.
Right.
And so that's the hard part. And so there is ways to protect it. Having some foundational assets, having some steady income assets. These are the things that everybody has to have in their portfolio to really make sure they can be successful. So, that's also why we created that blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about money, want you to worry less about your portfolio, and worry more about going on all those things you've always wanted to do, those cool trips, hanging out with the family or building that dream house or that second house. All those things. So how do you do that, right? You need a plan. You need some blueprints. And that's what we've created, having a income plan, written income plan. Everyone should have one. Most people don't, sadly. Then having an investment plan that dictates what investments should be there for that income. Taxes. How are you going to take all this money out? It's very highly taxable depending on how you do it. So what's the best way to lower that taxes over your lifetime? Look at the healthcare legacy issues. And that is the 5 areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we want to do for you and your family. So if you'd like to take that time and make sure you're taken care of, all you got to do is pick up the phone. There's no cost, no obligation. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, give us a call, set up a time. We'll call you right back at 800-454-1184. Again, 800 454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. I guess wealthcreator.com.
Eric, how do we keep our emotions from dictating our financial choices?
Well, the answer is you can't. You cannot control your emotions when it comes to investing. So the more critical part is knowing that you're having those emotions, right? So just knowing that how you're acting, knowing what you usually do, and having some parameters, having some set rules. So one of the first things I always tell people is before you invest in anything, I mean anything, ask yourself a couple questions. First and foremost, what is it? If you don't know what it is, probably shouldn't be investing in it. Why that thing? You know, why that stock or why that bond fund or why whatever it is? Why that over all other investments? And then lastly, when am I going to get rid of this, good or bad? So that's the tougher one. People will usually say, oh, I'll sell it when it doubles in value. Well, that's pretty easy to do because it doubled in value. Yeah, you're very happy about that. When are you going to drop it? When are you going to get rid of it and dump and run on the, you know, on the downside? Well, that one people don't like to think about. They just like to ignore. And nah, you gotta have a plan for both sides. And so that's one of the biggest, toughest things. And right now we are getting spoiled. We are really getting into a part where I saw this back in 07. I saw this back in 99 where people are just complaining about, oh, you know, I'm only going up 10% this year and blah, blah, blah. You know, the good numbers. I still remember this one client back in .com days where he complained his mutual fund did only 25%. I'm like, I don't, and I literally told him, I have no response for you. 25% is fantastic. But he was saying some other funds had done 30. Okay. So what? 25 is great. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. Leave us a message. We'll set up a time with you. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Against wealthcreator.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? Your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. And Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He's a well-known speaker and an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. All right, Eric, our subject today, of course, has been retirement planning. It always is. And what we need to do when we have no idea what we're doing. We've talked a lot about emotions that are involved when we're planning for retirement. It's especially true when you're unsure of any of the next steps in your life. So, Eric, what's the next thing someone who doesn't know much about retirement planning should do?
Well, really, it's got to find somebody to help you. I mean, it depends if you think you're good enough to do this on your own or not. Now, yeah, you can do stuff on your own, but is it going to come out the way you want it to be too? So that's one of those hard issues. So, you know, I think always getting a second opinion is probably one of the biggest issues. There's a lot of online tools out there that can be helpful. The problem with these tools is they're super generic because otherwise they wouldn't work, right? How could you be super specific to everybody? So those tools miss a lot of things. Yeah, they're going to generalize, say, okay, yeah, you've got a 70% chance of success. That's scary. I don't want 70% chance of success. Because what does that mean? 30% chance of failure. And what's failure in retirement? You know, running out of money, living too long, you know, being on the streets or something. I mean, you don't want to have to picture that type of stuff, right? So how can you really know that you're okay? Well, often it is finding somebody to help you out. Yeah. How do you know what you don't know? Well, you can't until somebody tells you you didn't know that, right? So, okay, how am I going to find this out? And so that's really where working with somebody, again, who's really a retirement specialist, not an asset manager. I would say probably 80, 85% of the people in my business, financial advisors out there today, are really more about just creating and accumulating your wealth and helping you build it up, which is great. But you need a different type of specialist when you hit retirement. You need somebody who's focused on that, making that shift. How to get that money out? There's a lot more danger on withdrawing than there is on building up your money. So that's really what you should do, is have that written income plan. And the scary part is, we actually do these talks about smart couples finish rich. One of the stats in there is over 73% of couples can't agree if they have a written income plan. Now, this is a written document. Yeah. So you can either go pick it up or you can't.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
So the fact that 3/4 of couples can't determine if they can pick up something that's written, you know, I don't even know where to go from there, right?
Exactly.
You either can or can't. And so that's really bad if they don't know if they have that or not, because if they're wondering, they don't have it.
Right. You either have it or you don't. End it. End of story.
Right.
Eric, let's talk about some red flags with financial professionals. Let's say someone's working with an advisor, but they're just so busy they can't get in to see them. I mean, that would be a red flag. What red flags should we look out for?
Well, so there's a lot of things that you should be looking for. And don't be crazy and just blindly go with somebody just because somebody referred you or anything else. You really want to check them out. And so one of the things you want to do is, first and foremost, of course, what do they know? So do they have a certified financial planner, a CFP, behind their name? Do they have other designations, and what are those, and what do those mean? Most of those designations, now there's some kind of goofy ones that aren't really great, but CFP definitely is one. And those also require ongoing continuing education. So you want to make sure that the person's actually active with that credential too, not that they just got it once. You want to make sure the person's very transparent about who they work with, what they do, how they get paid. Again, that's a huge one, right? Are they a commission broker, or are they only on fees on the risk side of the world? Now, on the guaranteed side of the world, you have to be commission only. There's no option. So if somebody's fee only, that means they're 100% risk and none of your money will ever be safe, because they can't work in that side of the world. So fee only is not necessarily a good thing. And then, you know, what are they telling you? What kind of promises are they saying? Are they saying, oh, you just move your money with us and we outperform the market all the time? That's not good. Nobody's ever going to, you know, hit every single time at bat, and nobody's going to score every goal they take a shot at. And that's just silliness. So if they're saying stuff like that, oh, we're better than everybody else, or, you know, we get some insane rate of return. Yeah, watch out for those. You know, this in real estate investments could give you 12% a year. Really? Then why would you just put all your own money in it? Why are you asking for my money, right? And so one of the things we actually have on our website is we have a full tab that says check out your advisor, that's got all the links. So you want to go pull up their broker check record. You want to look at their ADV, see if they have any issues, see if they have any stuff out there. I mean, I was just hearing this horror story this one couple I had with this one advisor. I pulled up his broker check record, and oh my gosh, he's had 10 different complaints. 4 of them have paid out money in settlements, and it's just crazy. I mean, this is somebody who, why would anybody ever work with this guy? And he's still in business. He's still here in the South Bay helping people with their financial stuff, and he's had lots of issues where he's had to pay out claims and pay out settlements. So not the type of person I'd like to work with.
Eric, earlier we talked about market volatility and how it is out of our control, but with the help of a financial professional, we might be able to navigate those waters just a little bit easier. Let's talk about inflation too, because I would imagine for those who aren't sure what they're doing That might be something that's very easy to overlook. How do we help battle inflation and the threat of it eating away at our life savings?
Well, there's nothing you can do about inflation. It's going to be there no matter what. And this is when you start sounding really old, right? Because you go, I remember when, right? And houses used to be $250. Now they're a million. Cars, I mean, my dad telling me that he bought a car when he was in high school for around $500, a brand new one. You know, it's like, what? No way around here. That's how much it may cost you just to get your car serviced and not even do much. So, you know, prices change over time. And over 20, 30 years, you can pretty much guarantee about half of your spending power to be gone. So between the start of your retirement and the end, in essence, you need to have twice as much income by the end time frame, or you have to be spending half as much, which that's not so fun. So let's go for the more income, right? And so there's a couple of things. Social Security, of course, yeah, they give you a little cost of living and increase. And historically, it's been, you know, some years has been really high. Right now, it's averaging under 2. Really, over a long period of time, it's closer to 3. But, you know, last 10 years has been less than 2. So you got to watch out how much that's going to be increasing now. And the government's going to try to do whatever they can to keep that lower to save themselves money. And so there's a lot of issues in the side of that. And then, okay, what about your other assets? How are they going to do? Well, of course, stuff in the market should hopefully be growing. Real estate should hopefully be growing. But really, again, it kind of comes down to having that whole plan, having some steady income money, having some money that's foundational where it can't go away. And then having that market money that can hopefully give you a lot of that inflation protection. But it's really going back to having an overall plan is the best way to take care of that.
Eric, since women are living just a little bit longer than men, let's talk about what women need to know. How about that?
Well, we're actually going to start doing a whole series of talks actually about smart women retire rich. And this is kind of coming off of David Bach's book that he's just re-releasing. And it goes over a lot of issues about the special planning that women need to know about, because lots of times they had taken off 10, 15 years of work, and so they may not have as high a Social Security because they had that time off, and of course they may have not saved as much. They have to watch out how their spouse does stuff, like turning on Social Security too early, where that check could then, that eternal check could be lower to them. And so there's a lot of things that women in particular need to be paying attention to. And that's why we'll be doing some of these courses. But again, it really comes down to having a plan and knowing what you don't know and finding out about that. And so that's what we can do here with Heckman Financial, is we can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have you worry less about your finances and more about having fun and enjoying life. So, you know, if that's something you like to do, you'd like to make sure you're taken care of, make sure that income plan is a written income plan that you know you're going to be able to be okay for the rest of your life. So again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. I guess wealthcreator.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. He's in his 26th year now, and he's here today to give you straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric, I've heard you say in the past that retirement is like climbing Mount Everest. So can you tell us what you mean by that?
Well, so the stats are, I forgot exactly how high, but they're very high, that more people die coming down Mount Everest than climbing it. which is like, why? I mean, yeah. Do you slip and fall or what? Well, if you think about it, people focus so much on the climb. They focus so much on getting to that top that they don't practice really coming back down. And then there's also probably a little bit of a, hey, I did it. So it's less of a big deal now, and you might probably a little less, you know, careful in terms of how you're proceeding. And so a lot of times people do that in retirement. They spent their whole life building up this, hopefully this big nest egg, this big pile of money that then they can retire on, and then they start having fun, right? Let's go get that RV. Let's go get another RV. That's what my dad did. Let's go to get that dream house or all these other things, and then let's go on a bunch of trips and do all this stuff. Well, then all of a sudden, 5-10 years down the road, whoa, what's happened to their money? And you know, where are things? Or maybe the market downturn hits right after they spent all this, and now they can't take out as much, or they don't have as much, because those assets don't come back in retirement. When you spend them, they're not coming back from market crashes. And so that's one of the big things is, you know, how are you going to know that you're confident about your retirement plan? How are you going to know that, you know, you're going to make it through those, not only those go-go years, but those slow-go years and the won't-go-anywhere years? You know, how are you going to have enough money to survive all that time frame? And how are you going to know that you don't have to worry about these things and that you can, you know, just be fine, right? So most people who climb Everest, they all have a Sherpa. That's a guide. That's somebody who's helping them go up and helping them also go back down the mountain. And I think that's really what most people need is they need that retirement Sherpa, right? They need somebody saying, okay, yeah, you made it up here, but let's make sure you get down the other side of this mountain. So you built up to that retirement, but let's make sure you withdraw that money in the right way and be on that right path. Because if you don't, things could go really bad. And so that's what we really don't want to have happen to you. So, you know, that's why people sit down and say, hey, Eric, you know, what is this blueprint thing? You know, what exactly does it do? Well, it's very short. It's very customized only to you. It's not some boilerplate thing that, you know, these warehouses print off and everybody gets the same plan. No, it's nothing like that. We customize this 10 or 15 pages. It's not huge, not a long document. We go through and say, okay, here is your income plan that you have today. You may not know you have one, but you do. So, you know, we'll tell you which way you're heading, even if you're not sure where you're going. And then we're going to say, okay, well, here's some issues along the way. Here's how much risk that you have today. Here's your returns. Here's how much in the market goes down, you'll potentially lose. And here's how much you'll go up by. And so at least you know that variance, you know that up and down number. And then we're going to say, okay, here's how much money you can get for the rest of your life. And is that enough? And, you know, does that make sense to you? Does those timelines work? And then, you know, what's the healthcare issues? What's the legacy issues? And we'll go through all that. And then we'll create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, no cost, no pressure. All you have to do is call, set up a time, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. We'll be back next week. So thanks so much for joining us.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.